Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most underrated drum and bass skills in Ableton, ghost note placement. Ghost notes are those quiet little hits that you don't necessarily notice as a snare, but you absolutely feel as movement. They're the glue. They create forward motion, groove, and that human, rolling energy without stealing impact from your main kick and snare. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a clean, beginner-friendly 2-bar DNB drum loop at 174 BPM, with a solid backbone and ghost snares and hats that make it roll. And we'll do it with stock Ableton tools, so you can repeat this on any setup. Alright, let's build it. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and drop in a drum rack. Now choose a few core sounds. For the kick, go short and punchy, not huge and boomy. For the snare, grab something with a DNB crack, usually some body around the low mids and snap in the upper mids. Add a tight closed hat for 16THS. And for ghost snares, here's the beginner move, just use the same snare at first. Ghost notes are mostly velocity and timing, not a totally different sample. Later you can swap in a softer tick snare or rim, but don't make it complicated yet. Now we're going to create a 2-bar MIDI clip. Insert a MIDI clip and set the length to 2 bars. Step 1 is the spine. This is the part you do not negotiate with. Put your main snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton's clip notation, that's bar 1, 1.2 and 1.4, bar 2, 2.2 and 2.4. Now add a simple kick pattern. Use something like 1.1, 1.3.3, 2.1, 2.3.3. If that 1.3.3 placement is new to you, think of it as a little push that drives into the next snare. But also, don't overthink the kick today. Ghost notes work best when the backbeat is stable. Step 2. Hats. Add closed hats on straight 1/16 notes across both bars. Set the velocities somewhere around 55 to 75 as a starting baseline. In Ableton, you can draw the 16THS, select them all, then adjust velocity together in the lane at the bottom. We'll add variation later, but for now we just want a consistent rolling top. Now the core of the lesson. Ghost snares. Here's the big concept I want you to remember. Beat 2 and beat 4 are the statement. Your main snare is the statement. Ghost notes are the question and the answer around that statement. If you're ever unsure where to place a ghost, ask yourself, is this ghost setting up the snare, or is it carrying energy away from it? Ghost snares in DNB often sit just before the main snare, just after the snare, and occasionally in those in between 16th slots that give a funkier feel. So let's do a practical 2-bar pattern using 1/16 resolution. Keep it simple. Bar 1. Main snares are already on 1.2 and 1.4. Add ghost snares at 1.1.4, that's the 16th right before beat 2. Then 1.2.3, that's the 16th right after beat 2. Then 1.3.4, the 16th right before beat 4. Bar 2. Keep the same idea, but change one thing so it doesn't sound like a copy-paste loop. Add ghosts at 2.1.4, then 2.2.3, and then 2.4.2, which is a subtle little drag after beat 4. Now, velocity rules. This is everything. Set your main snare velocity somewhere like 110 up to 127, depending on the sample and how hard you want it to smack. Set your ghost snares way lower, like 15 to 45. Start around 28. And here's a teacher tip that will save you from the most common beginner mistake. If your ghost notes are obvious at the same loudness as your main snare, they're no longer ghost notes. They're just extra snares, and you're going to lose impact and headroom fast. You want to feel them more than you hear them. Quick checkpoint, turn your listening volume down to a whisper. If the ghosts vanish completely at whisper level, they're probably fine. If you can still clearly hear tap 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 at whisper level, they're likely too loud, too bright, or both. Now let's make it groove without getting sloppy. We're going to add micro timing, but carefully. Method is easiest for beginners. Groove pool. Open the groove pool in Ableton. Drag in a subtle swing 16 groove or a breakbeat style groove. Apply it to your clip, but keep the amount gentle. Set timing around 10 to 20%. And here's the key. The goal is that hats and ghosts move while the main snare stays solid. In most drum and bass, you do not want your main snare wobbling around. That backbeat is sacred. The motion comes from the quieter stuff. Method B is manual nudging. Take a ghost note or two and nudge them slightly late. We're talking tiny, 5 to 15 milliseconds, just a hair to the right. This can instantly make the groove feel like it's being played rather than plotted. Next, we're going to control ghost note consistency with a stock MIDI effect, because ghost notes can disappear depending on your listening level and the sample. On the ghost snare chain, add the MIDI velocity device. Set it to comp mode, which behaves a bit like compression but for MIDI velocity. Try drive around 10 to 25. Set out high around 55 to 70, so ghosts don't randomly jump too loud. And out low around 10 to 20, so they don't vanish entirely. This keeps them consistently ghostly. Now let's make them audible on small speakers without making them loud. Go to your snare or ghost snare chain and add EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on how much low body your snare has. If your ghost notes are getting clicky and annoying, do a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz. If you can't feel them at all, try a tiny boost around 180 to 250 Hz, like 1 or 2 dB. Tiny. We're not trying to turn a ghost into a main character. Then add drum bus, subtly. Drive maybe 2 to 8. Keep boom off or very low, because that can fight your kick. If you need more articulation, add a bit of transient, like plus 5 to plus 15, but stop the moment it starts sounding like it's poking out. Optional but very effective. Saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is a great trick, because it can bring out texture without pushing peaks too hard. This audio version is shortened for playback.